Continuing on our countdown to camp series here in the team's indoor practice facility with Rod Mackey of 9 News and Phil Milani. I'm Chris Hall. Hi, everyone. Thanks for checking in. Hope you've enjoyed the first few topics we've discussed so far. It's now time to go to an element of the game we all know we're going to see a lot of this upcoming season, and that's the running game. All off season long, as we watch practice, there's only so much you can tape and highlights we can show you right now, but we do know that Coach Kubiak and Rick Dennison have said this team is going to run the ball. That is part of meshing Coach Kubiak's offense with what the Broncos have done in the past. And the prevailing thought, considering how well C.J. Anderson did last season coming off those 7 regular season starts, is that it's his job to lose, Phil, here at this point of the year.
Yeah, well, last year CJ really provided a spark for that Broncos running game. He had that one magnificent play against the Raiders. That was a little screen pass. Then he took off, and it seemed like from there it was his job, and that continued into the offseason. We've seen CJ talk about how hungry he is to still stay at that number one spot. We've seen him lose a little bit of weight, stay in shape, and he's really motivated going into the season. But, Rod, like we saw last year with Monte, you really got to keep performing to keep that spot.
No one's job is safe. I mean, they talk about it all the time in the NFL. You hear the rumors of you can't lose it to injury. Well, guess what happens? Monte lost his job to injury. When CJ got his opportunity, he certainly made the most of it. And the thing that stuck out to me about CJ is we would watch him, and fans would watch him and say, what an unbelievable game. He was spectacular. And he was never satisfied. He just was not happy with his performance, even when he was better than everyone else on the field. And I think that's what's made this guy special. And I think that's why his window, his opportunity to do something special is up here.
Yeah, when this team lost, let's say he had a great game. When this team lost, we remember in the locker room afterwards, he didn't want to talk about what he did. He was upset about the fact that this team lost. That's the attitude I think you want to have, of course, with all 11 starters on the offense, of course, intercept on defense, but of course with your back if he's going to get those carries this year. And we know getting those carries this year, there's going to be a lot to go around possibly. CJ and Monte Ball, as you touched on, there could be a lot of guys who get that chance to contribute once this offense really clicks, you know, hopefully by week one.
Well, one thing that you know that Kubiak likes to see out of his running backs is the one cut and then up the field. And the guys who kind of fit that mold are CJ Anderson, Monte Ball, and maybe even a guy like Capri Bibbs, who was on the practice squad last year. He might be able to earn a role because he kind of fits that mold. But there's a lot of guys back there, Ronnie Hillman, Juwan Thompson. So, you know, competition during training camp could be pretty interesting to watch.
I think Monte has looked very good early on in those offseason workouts. He's got that chip on his shoulder now.
Absolutely.
That CJ used to have, because
Absolutely.
Now he's the guy who was drafted. He was the guy who's supposed to be the starter, and he's been told he's the backup. It's his job to try to go win back. And we talked about CJ and how he would credit his offensive line and stuff, always giving credit to others. Well, now these others have a chance to step up, because this is not Peyton Manning's throw offense. Emmanuel may not be thrilled about it. DT may not be thrilled about it, but those guys getting the ball are excited as can be, because they know they're going to get a lot more opportunities than they got last year. And last year, they made the most of those opportunities. Run game looked good.
Well, I was going to say one thing also, the running game really might need to help that offensive line with all the question marks there. Running the ball is really going to help them too. So a lot of pressure is sitting on the running back's shoulders this year.
Yeah, Rick Dennison said, we want to move the ball. We want to get down the field. We want to score touchdowns. If they're going to put 8 in the box, we'll throw it. But we're going to look at that run first. And if we have any sort of chance to do what they want to do after installing this playbook all offseason, they are going to commit to that, because that is what we have heard all offseason. And that will start to take a little bit more shape during camp. And don't forget, Monte is healthy now, which is great to see. He worked hard in rehab. He'll be on the field for camp. That's going to do it for this Countdown to Camp series. Thanks so much for tuning in. We got a whole lot more left. So stay tuned to DenverBroncos.com. For Rod and Phil, I'm Chris.